It is coming up to 20 past 10 on Thursday morning. You're listening to The Daily. My name's Adrian Morton. Thanks for being here. It's lovely to have you with us. Now, with politics around the world experiencing great upheaval on both sides of the partisan divide, there are some who believe that there has got to be a better way to represent the will of the people. It's a very interesting and noble challenge. In fact, here in Australia, there has emerged a political party that seeks to use the technology to create a new system known as issue-based direct democracy. I'm joined by Nathan Spataro. He's the co-founder and the leader of the Flux Party to discuss this this interesting take on democracy. Good morning. How are you?
Good, Adrian. Thanks so much for having me on the show.
No, thank you, Nathan. Now, it's a very interesting idea. How did it all come about?
So the idea began, we sort of kicked things off back in 2015. And back then, the idea was really to try and empower minor parties. We felt that the minor parties in Australia were underrepresented and the system really, you know, shut them out. But as we sort of moved through it and the system developed and we came up with some more ideas, we realized that Flux was going to be something that was much more important than just a voice for the disenfranchised minor parties, but actually a voice for the disenfranchised people all across the country, because we ultimately feel like representative democracy has really let us down.
Yeah. Some have called this the Bitcoin of democracy. Can you explain a little bit about how the technology involved enables the members to vote securely?
Absolutely. So without, I guess, getting too technical, one of the challenges of digital voting for many, many years has been that most governments have felt that that we were unable to conduct digital elections without the ability of tampering or hacking. Mm-hmm. The beauty of blockchain technology, for anyone who's familiar with it, will know that it enables us to essentially create a record of history that is unalterable or untamperable. In addition to that, we use some very clever cryptography, as well as some inventions of our own, some algorithmic inventions of our own, to basically ensure that we can conduct anonymous and yet publicly verifiable elections, and also use a system that is extremely resilient to attacks. And in the event that anyone was to attempt to attack it, it would become immediately obvious that someone had tried to do that. So we're very, very confident in the technology, and it's something that really it's only in the last sort of 5 to 10 years that we've had the kind of technology that enables this to happen.
Right. Now, actually, we probably should take a backward step. Can you explain what the Flux Party is and how the system works?
Sure. So probably a lot of your listeners are familiar with the idea of direct democracy. It's been around thousands of years, the idea that everyone in the society gets to participate on the issue. Flux takes things a little bit further. So in the Flux system, you rightly mentioned issue-based direct democracy is a model that we use, and that allows participants to also delegate votes to other people. And we think this is really important because a lot of us don't necessarily have time to really get on top of the issues that we're concerned with. That's called liquid democracy, and it's also a feature of the system. But what makes issue-based direct democracy particularly unique is it allows users to focus their efforts on the issues that matter most to them, ignoring other issues, and by ignoring the issues that they don't particularly mind about or aren't concerned with, they're able to participate to a greater extent on the ones they do care about.
Right.
And this is really, really important because in a society as highly specialized as ours, where we all have very unique talents, skills, and knowledge, we need an incentive for people to focus on the policy areas that they get the most and that affect their lives the most.
Right. It's all very, very interesting stuff. And this is just for your party, is that right? This isn't something that you're selling to other parties for them to use, is that right?
Actually, we're going totally global with this. So not only is it for our party, when a Flux representative is elected, any member of that electorate, whether they're a member of the party or not, will be able to participate. You just need to be a registered voter.
Right.
And you can participate in the system. And more than that, we're actually in talks with parties overseas or organizations overseas about starting Flux parties in other countries. So the technology that we've designed is also capable of underlying, you know, conventional elections as well, given how secure it is and how anonymized the voting is.
Now, how does it work if someone doesn't have access to the technology required to participate in it?
Yeah, this is a good question. So in our first iteration, we're really focusing on smartphones as delivering the technology because they're far more secure than, say, a web browser, and it prevents the surface of attack quite a lot. We do hope in time, especially once we see people elected, to be able to install essentially smartphones in public places, kind of like libraries or perhaps even Service New South Wales, for example, would be a good partner to roll this out if we're successful here, but essentially make public access points, or even, this is, again, further down the track, but even devices that we can manufacture and send to people who don't have access to, say, a smartphone.
Right. There you go. It's all very, very interesting stuff. And it's, I guess, yeah, directly targeting the electorate. Have you got anyone currently standing for any upcoming elections?
Yeah, so at the moment we're running a campaign in Western Australia where we hope to run more than 30 candidates.
Wow.
This will be our second election and the first one since we first ran the federal election. We haven't announced any candidates as of yet, but that should come in the next few days. But this is really the first of what we hope will be many, many elections in this country. And, you know, we acknowledge that the plan to replace representative democracy is a lofty one, and, you know, it's probably a few decades down the road. So, we intend to be around for a while. I hope to also contest the New South Wales election in 2019.
Wow, it's so interesting. Do you think this has got a real... You're talking earlier that you're talking to international people as well. Do you think this could actually become politics in the future?
Adrian, it's certainly our ambition. We genuinely believe that issue-based direct democracy is the answer that we've all been looking for, to replace representative democracy. Representative democracy is a really great system, and it worked really well for a very long time. But with the advancements in technology, the fact that we can... I mean, you and I are talking... You know, we're both in Sydney, but we're many miles apart. Mm-hmm. We didn't have these things when representative democracy was created. The fact that we do now means that we need a new political system for a new age, and that's really what we think that issue-based direct democracy is.
No, it's very, very interesting stuff. I think it's a bit of a watch this space too. Nathan, thank you so much for your time.
Adrian, been a pleasure, mate. Thank you.
There you are. That was Nathan Spataro there. He's the co-founder and leader of the Flux Political Party, talking us through what the issue-based direct democracy and, as you heard, the upcoming WA elections. Got some 30 people running for that. It's very, very interesting stuff. Could become the future of politics.